Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the show, because the true star of the show is a guy, he's gotten even bigger. I mean, this week, we call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, everybody? You know, Mike, you shouldn't sell yourself too short, you know, when you introduce yourself like that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Fred.
There's enough star quality here on this show to go around.
You look nice. You look very well-dressed today. And by the way, hi to our new listeners on XM Sirius Channel 211 on Sports Byline Network, on the CRN Digital Talk Network. This show is broadcast everywhere. And Fred, today, fresh from a speech at the Encino, was it the Encino's Women's Club? Is that
yes,
what you were
it was.
Addressing?
The Republican
group?
Women's Club
you
of
did
Encino.
A job. Boy,
and
loved you.
We had
loved you.
We had a lot of fun Ooh. There. They were very gracious.
They were hugging you.
The salmon was very good.
They loved you.
And the cheesecake was good. Coffee was good.
You ate everything. You know where I knew you were having a good time?
What?
When you went for the butter and the roll. You never do that. And you actually, not only did you grab the roll and have it, but you went to my butter plate and stole the butter that I took for my particular roll, and you started using your knife and you took one of my dollops of butter. And I knew you were having a good time. Was
that
true?
Just north of your plate of butter was another platter that had about 60 little
dollops of butter.
So I don't think I cut into your stock too much.
Well, it was on my plate, but that's okay. You're my buddy. My butter is your butter. So we got a big show. We got to talk about that. You were on Mark Levin. They were all talking about that because about a little over a week ago, you were on the Mark Levin show, about a week ago. And on the Big Weekend Life, Liberty, and Levin, and we're going to get into that here on the show today. Let me tell everybody, Fred Dreyer is available on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can also catch him on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And then we've got emails. We get fan mail all the time here.
Yeah, we do.
And we're going to be reading a lot of those today. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision. Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life, interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, COZY. That's COZY.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
We are back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And hello to Bruce Simonetti, who's following us here. We do the show live on Facebook Live. It's on Roku. It's on crntalk.com, Tiki Live. And we got a rolling scroll there. And Bruce Simonetti has written to you, Fred, and says that CBS, because you were on the show recently, says CBS should find a permanent spot for you on NCIS's Sergeant Rick Hunter.
Who said that?
Butch Simonetti. Butch is saying that. You should rejoin that cast, and you could be Rick Hunter coming out of retirement to help them on NCIS.
I could be a character out of Mark Harmon's Nightmares and Dreams, you know, when he goes to sleep in the office. Or when he falls asleep in the car on the way home.
Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks have that nightmare of you in their dreams coming.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. You were on this past week on Life, Liberty, and Levin. They called you up and asked you to come out. You've been on Mark's radio show on many occasions, and now he had you on the TV show. What was that like when you got into the bunker and off the air? What did you and Mark kind of fill us in? Give us a behind-the-scenes kind of look.
Well, he's in Leesburg. His television studio is there where he does Life, Liberty, and Levin, and he has his guests. They come in and they stay at the Hilton Hotel, and then they're picked up by a car in a very modest black limousine. I wouldn't say it's a limo. I'd say it's just a regular car. And then they drive you down the street about 20 minutes, and then you're there. And it's a very inconspicuous place. And we go in and we meet everybody. And the great thing about it is that, I mean, you know this without, I mean, if you know and listen to Mark's show, and the people there that work for him, the makeup people and the and the production behind the scenes people, they look after you,
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Unlike our staff here at CRN.
I didn't mention anything about our staff.
I just was wondering. I mean, it's kind of similar. We kind of look out after you, don't we?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is it that I said that caused you to question your own staff?
I just because you said he had such a great staff, and I have never heard you wax poetically about our staff.
I've never been asked.
Well, I guess that I'm asking you now. Is it similar to our staff?
You think it's the right time for to ask me that question?
Yeah, I was curious.
Huh?
I'm just curious. That's all. Always get a little pat on the back.
See, that's a very liberal trick that you just pulled on me.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
That's good. But so Levin didn't do that.
Yeah, no. Why would he?
Okay.
No, I'm reporting.
Okay.
You asked me a question.
Please go ahead.
Like a liberal would.
Okay. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted like Sean Hannity.
We do the politics of sports on this show,
yes,
folks.
We do.
And not all the time, but when stuff comes up like this,
yes,
you know, we point it out.
Yeah.
And these are the things that I talked to Mark Levin about. Mm-hmm. I talked to him about, the way of the country, what our opinions were,
right,
how we came to those conclusions by what we see, and my view is just like it is on a football field or in a baseball game or whatever sporting event you're participating in. It's vision. It's what do you see gives you the information to make your decisions on the field.
Correct.
And oftentimes in a very short period of time, such as a line play of football. So we talked about that. We talked about line play of the Super Bowl. Talked about and he's a very avid football fan. And so we talked about those things that are of interest. And and it's funny, those guys are heady sports aficionados. But the things I was talking to them about, the specifics of line play, the minutiae, the little things that really are important, that give people the reasoning to make decisions at the point of attack or along the line of scrimmage. Like in the Super Bowl, I said that what we didn't get to see, we didn't get to see an explanation of why things were working. Why was Goff, Ram quarterback, having such a tough time because he was throwing off his back foot the whole game? Why? Because New England decided to rush five people, and they masked their coverage, so it prevented the quarterback Goff from getting the ball out when he wanted to get it out.
Yeah, to rush it a little bit.
He held on to it.
Yeah.
And you want to break that rhythm, and that's what Belichick does with coverage, accompanied by rush. Gives you pass coverage. Good pass defense is a combination of pass rush, and coverage. And so we talked about those types of things. And you know, I look at these games, as I mentioned to him, that I want information. I mean, as an ex-player, I can see things that that I know are happening. I'm not waiting for them to be explained to me,
right?
Because they don't do that. They have a different way of communicating. It's a different program, and so we talked about that. And I said my biggest concern is as this game continues to get bigger and bigger and more exciting, and it is exciting, you're getting less and less information.
Well, and you also, I think, mentioned that, and you talked about him, meaning Coach Bill Belichick of the Patriots, you give him 2 weeks to come up with a game plan, and he'll beat you every time. I think that was kind of one of the things you had mentioned.
Well, yes, but also what's true with that is that that Sean McVay had 2 weeks.
True.
And so what did each do with the 2 weeks they had? So just like New England took away a couple weeks before in the championship game with Kansas City, they took away two receivers. They took away Hill, a little scat back guy, number 10, and they took away Kelsey, the great tight end for the Chiefs,
right?
And they took them out of the game, meaning they jumped them early and prevented the quarterback from getting the ball to them within rhythm. Everything is done offensively within rhythm. Defense tries to break rhythm, And so Belichick is very good at that. And they do a great job. So they took those two guys out of the game, forcing Mahomes, the quarterback of Kansas City, to go somewhere else. And in doing that, he has to pull the ball back. He takes the time to look for what he wants to do, and then he gets rid of the ball. So he's either sacked, he's either rushed into making a bad throw, or he tries to run and pick up some yardage to save the down. And all of those types of things are created by a great defensive game plan, and Belichick did that. And then he came right around for the Super Bowl with 2 weeks, did the same thing to Goff.
Yeah, and pretty interesting. And Mark Levin is a huge football fan, I guess, huh? He loves
very big, very big football fan. He's fascinated by all this stuff, and like many people are, they want to know it. It's a great game, and people want to know about it. So give it to them. Don't keep it a secret.
Yeah, and don't forget to email us here, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, FREDDRYER at crntalk.com. And Fred will read them on the air. Thanks for joining us on the Sports Lounge.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Back in the sports lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That's Fred Dreyer, and all-pro defensively. And I got to tell you, also on the Hunter series, he was speaking here recently. People coming up and thanking you for everything you've done, not only in your football days, but also, TV roles and all the other good stuff. He's in Bumblebee, the movie, out right now. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Fred Dreyer, we broke this story about Bob Costas being let go by NBC. And at the time, you know, you and I wouldn't think it's, you know, I thought it was a big deal. You didn't think it so much. But now Bob Costas was on ESPN, and in an exclusive interview that was published last weekend, he said the reason he was cut from hosting Super Bowl 52 was because of public remarks he made about the detrimental effects of concussions on football players. Now, you've thought about this over your career. What do you think about this? He thinks that's why he was let go from NBC.
Didn't he say that he was positive? That's what.
Well, he thinks that's what it was.
He says, "I think the words were, quote, you crossed the line."
Yeah, that's his quoting there. Yeah. He said he was on Outside the Lines on ESPN, and he said then, and my thought was,
you were outside the lines, really outside.
Yeah,
the line.
What line have I crossed? And he said maybe went too far for his bosses there in 2017. Bob Costas told a crowd at a University of Maryland that the reality is this game destroys people's brains, not everyone's, but a substantial number. What do you think about that?
I think he got caught up in semantics. I think you can talk about that subject matter if it's not so flip. I think the game destroys people's brains is an extreme opinion, and not everybody that plays has that problem.
Well, like he said, he told that crowd at the University of Maryland, the reality is this game destroys people's brains, not everyone's, but a substantial number. It's not a small number. It's a considerable number. It destroys their brains. You would agree?
Well, yes, I mean, you being hit in the head repetitively in that sport can cause a lot of damage, immediate and down the line. But I look at it like he should do, and this is what I've done. It seems as though he made a comment that had a finality to it. You know, it destroys your brain, so therefore, what's the results? Don't play football. And they said, you know, when it comes right down to it, we're here. You're not the right person to celebrate football. We're in the business of celebrating it, and that's true. But there's also the cat out of the bag with players having head injuries and concussions and CTE and all of these remnants of damaged brains over a period of time.
Well, don't you think they could have just dialed it all back a little bit? Because NBC issued a statement after Costas made his statements back there in 2017, and they put out a statement saying that Costas's opinions were his own and did not represent those of NBC Sports. And so Costas also went on CNN at the time, and he said to make it clear he wasn't being critical of NBC. And so But according to the ESPN report, outside the lines, NBC pulled him from Super Bowl 52 anyway in the telecast. And according to Costas, he says, I recall the phrase, it's a 6-hour day-long celebration of football, as you just mentioned, Fred, and you're not the right person to celebrate football. But it's Bob Costas. We grew up with this guy. I mean, it's like pulling Vin Scully from something, for God's sakes. And Costas then responded. He said, to which my response was not, oh, please, please change your mind. My response was, yeah, I guess you're right. So, you know, Costas dials it back a little bit. They let him talk his mind. What do you think?
Well, as it reads here, you pull everything out of context, actually. But as it reads... I wouldn't have done what Costa did.
You wouldn't have gone that strong.
I wouldn't have said football ruins brains.
I got you.
And you're right. I'm not the one to celebrate the sport. Well, he is the one to celebrate it because people trust him. But what this situation, brain damage in football, what that leads to is, can't you move it down the road to where there is room to talk about how to make it better? And I've always said that you've got to go back to teach people how to fundamentally tackle and bring people to the ground. And you engage them the correct way and you bring them to the ground. Yes, if you lower your head and you run into a wall or jump off a curb and you treat your brain poorly, you're going to get the same result. But the organized element that is in football is now being challenged because what we hold to be trustworthy, and that is, I'm turning my son over to the football coach, the football program here at the high school or the college or the junior college. I expect my son to be taken care of and looked after. And if I realize that there's people at his level being carried out in body bags and people are getting hammered and my son is in bad hands, I'm taking my son out of the sport.
Well, he apparently questioned himself. Costas said, what line have I crossed? He says, well, then they told him you crossed the line. And then he answers it later on. When they pulled him, he says, you're not the right person to celebrate football. And it says his response was, please change your mind. No, it was, yeah, I guess you're right. So he knew what he did.
Yeah, and along these lines, those are the standards. And he's been fired, and he'll move on and show up someplace else.
It's Major League Baseball, MLB channel, but it's still not the same. It's like he was fixture at NBC. Come on.
But
we don't have that many people left.
I think he got too comfortable, and they said, hey, don't get that comfortable. That's what I think this is all about. And they want to get rid of him. Because they want to bring someone else in, and he's been there too long and making too much money, and they don't need him to get more people to watch a sporting event.
Still got to have respect for the game. I get you. Vin Scully would not say that. He still had respect for the Dodgers and baseball, no matter what changed. And he's seen the changes over the 60-plus years he was broadcasting.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95. Are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with Sultan. That's Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of safeties, 2-1 game in the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. One other thought on Costas here, and that Bob told ESPN that an essay he wrote in 2015 pegged to the release of the movie Concussion was killed by NBC Sports because the network was in negotiations with the NFL to air Thursday Night Football. But an NFL spokesman told ESPN the league did not ask for Costas to be pulled from the broadcast. What do you think, Fred?
Well, look, I mean, it doesn't really matter one way or another. The people that fired him on the network fired him without either being told or not being told. It doesn't make any difference. Who tells them? The point is that I think the network did this immediately to keep from being asked to do it by the National Football League.
Yeah, and that movie Concussion, a sports drama about the doctor who discovered the link between CTE and head trauma.
Yeah.
And so Costas said, quoting, it was a natural lead-in. I thought that the movie would make an impact. I thought this was the way not only for NBC to acknowledge it, but get out in front of it. So Costas was trying to make this kind of his lead statement here a little bit.
Well, when that movie, I saw the script.
Yeah.
It was sent to me. I read it, and I thought there was a couple of roles in there of the doctor, the people in the lab. There was a couple roles in there that were I would have liked to have done.
Right.
But the point of the matter is that we've got an issue that's not going away, and until the league, National Football League, comes out and addresses it, the tackling issue. To address head trauma and explain to people why that occurs, you're going nowhere.
Now, your thoughts on this, please, by all means, contact us here. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and, of course, email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll do it.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Your daughter's a genius. And with all those smarts comes a lot of travel. So you're at Hampton by Hilton for a science fair in Springfield. Last month she was a mathlete in Martindale. Next she'll be a robot whiz in Riverside. She fuels up on free Hampton waffles. You fuel up on coffee. With 6 hours of applied biology ahead of you, you need all your synapses firing. Proud parent of a prodigy? That's why we're here with free hot breakfast and more than 2,400 locations. Book at Hampton.com for our price match guarantee. Hampton by Hilton. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice, smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Geber, sent you to go get your Harry's razors.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps, and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer talking to you about all things sports behind the scenes in sports, coming to you every week at this time. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, the Sirius XM, Dan Patrick Channel 211. Glad to have you all with us here on the big broadcast. And pitchers and catchers going to spring training. We're getting ready to cover that. We're going to head down there ourselves and check things out, Fred Dreyer and myself. But, Fred, let's get your comments here a little bit on the Cubs are going to be launching their own TV network. It's going to begin in 2020. They're going to partner with Sinclair Broadcasting, and they're going to create what's going to be called the Marquee Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
And now you and I watch the Spectravision or whatever, the Spectravision or whatever. It's the Dodgers channel because yep. We broadcast from Hollywood, California. And I got to tell you, I love this channel. I watch it a lot because they have specials about past Dodger players, looking at spring training, looking ahead. They show old classic games and stuff. It becomes one of the channels that I would frequent as a sports fan quite often. I'm sure people, Madison Square Garden Network, you've got those in your neighborhood. What do you think about this with the Cubs jumping in?
I think every team should be able to be smart enough to get into the television broadcast business. They've got the perfect instrument, baseball teams. They've got the perfect instrument to put programming around. I've always felt this. I when was this? Who did I talk to? You don't have to, because it's the Marquee Sports Network showing you everything that's Cubs, doesn't mean you have to show everything that's Cubs. You can run classic movies. You can run half-hour sitcoms. You can run one-hour television series. You can have a cornucopia. Lineup of different types of shows.
Okay, let me just jump in here, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is my point exactly. I'm a traditionalist. I used to go to the Midwest as a kid every summer on my uncle's farm. You described they'd show movies and other series and things. You just described WGN. They've had these games for 70 years. You could watch the Cisco Kid. You could watch Perry Mason, see a Cubs game. You could do everything that you just described on WGN. And what are the Cubs doing? They're trash in that relationship, and these are Midwest people. These are people that will stand in the middle of a snowstorm and become Frosty the Snowman to announce their presidency. This is the Midwest that they do these kind of things, and I'm telling you, this is a big deal for Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, all these people that were seen on WGN on national television, by the way, because cable took WGN and ran it everywhere. This has been tossed out the window now by Theo Epstein and the Cubs because they're making the big buck. I get it. They got to do it. What you said is true. But it smacks to me of just, again, big business taking over sports and baseball. I'm a little upset by it. That what you described they could run on the network, they're already doing on WGN.
But the difference is twofold.
What is it?
Difference is the Cubs don't own WGN.
Correct.
That's number one. Number two, every team has to own if they're in the business of broadcasting at all, if they're in the business of entertainment, they've got the perfect vehicle. Sports of all kinds is the perfect vehicle. I think every single team in any hockey, basketball, football, soccer, whatever it might be, should have their own network, and they broadcast it, supply it with great entertainment that's not necessarily sports driven. The other thing else is
yes,
you have once you develop a broadcast company like this, once you have a station like this, the value of your franchise triples.
That's true. It's money. Follow the money.
But it's capitalism. It's big business.
So you can buy and pay you Darvish's salary, and he can sit out the year.
So when the fan says, "Hey, how come we're not getting so and so and so and so?" They say, "Guess what? We are going to get so and so and so and so." And you make a run at these people, and you put money back into your franchise. Now, if the Chicago Cubs owns a network, and they're a terrible baseball team, now I'm getting angry. There's no use. There's no reason for a franchise with a entertainment empire like this.
That's true.
To be bad.
But they got to balance their books, just like you got to balance the government and not overspend. If you're paying too much for your players,
it's a business.
Then maybe you take a business deal and you bring younger players up. There's a lot of ways to look at it, but
capitalism
is being thrown out.
Capitalism.
Watch out. Take me out to the ball game going out. Pretty soon, no more popcorn, peanuts, or Cracker Jack. This could be the beginning of the end. Stay with us.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, "I do." Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit ka'anapaliweddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, "I do."
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Glad to have you all with us here. By the way, if you missed the show, you can go to Sirius XM, and if you search the Fred Dreyer Show and you hit the button, you get the best of it on demand. It comes up and plays the show for you if you have their app and listen to it on the internet. All right, I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A little bit more on all these baseball networks, you think, popping up, maybe the Cubs launching their own marquee sports network. I'm against it because I love WGN, and, you know, it was nationwide. You could watch the Cubs play. It's like TBS will be going to wayside pretty soon, too. But, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers and a lot of teams now having their own channel in their marketplace, and then you got to pay extra to watch those games, but it's not necessarily the channel you get. You just get the games, the out-of-market games. You think this is a good idea, Fred Dreyer, correct?
Well, it's the only idea. You know, Vinny's gone. Vince Scully's gone.
Yeah,
he's 90, and he said, "Look, I'm done. Turn it over. Let someone else broadcast." And then whoever comes in and replaces Vince Scully is going to be chewed up and spit out until he saturates, or they get somebody else that's more pleasant. So if you're a franchise, if you own the Cubs, and you're on WGN, and you and they're the ones that are in charge of taking your product and packaging it and presenting it to the citizenry,
right,
the fan base, the advertisers, then you're not at risk investing in a network, but at the same time you don't gain the benefits of owning a network. Well, the Dodgers own a network. They own Spectrum.
They own part of the radio station, or most of the radio station.
Yeah, whatever it is. But, I mean, the point is that the Dodgers have their whole lineup of baseball-related programming.
Yeah.
And my point has always been, you don't if you really want to step out, you'll hire independent producers to give you half-hour shows, one-hour shows, movies, you know, first-run movies and things like that. And in doing so, the revenue goes up and the value of your franchise goes up. And of all the people, of all the teams in Major League Sports, you know, I mean, the Yankees and the Dodgers are the two franchises that are centrally located. The Braves, they're in Atlanta.
Right.
But the film, television, broadcast community could subcontract with those respective baseball teams and put something out there that's got a lot of punch to it. And you know, the whole thing is why did the Chargers move from San Diego to L.A.? Because in doing so, their franchise improved in value about $850 million.
Here's what I do. I'm offering my services to TV network stations like WGN. I'm going to bring in minor league baseball, get the best announcers, and I'm going to start really making the broadcast top-notch, better cutting away on the commercials, everything, to see tomorrow's stars today. I'm going to carry the Buffalo Bisons. I'm going to put something new together, and I'm just going to take away a chunk out of Major League Baseball and keep the legacy of WGN alive.
Well,
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. So what would you do? Would you have subscription TV or
no?
This
is commercial television.
Commercial.
WGN.
Well, then
my spot rate. I'm going to sell commercials.
Yeah. All right. But you know, if you get enough subscribers, you don't need to monkey around with all that.
That's true. I don't know. Here's Carrie sent you an email. Said she says, when did sports stop being about the game and about making more money? That's my question.
Ever since television came around.
Right. See, that's it, huh?
Yep.
Elaine says, really enjoyed your take on football and our president. My husband, Don, the Blade, would have totally agreed. Good to hear and see you. Hope all is well.
Thank you so much. Don Burroughs, I believe.
That's correct. Ziggy says, I watched you with Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. I was impressed with all your questions and answers. I remember you on the Rams and Hunter that I watched for years. I like your comments when you answered Mark. My wife and I are Trump supporters and back him up 110%. I agree with you. What about the swamp? Because you talked about that. You talked about using baseball cards to talk about everybody
right.
That's in the House and Senate and everything. The president talked about it, but it vanished into thin air. We've been watching Mark for years and listened to his podcast. He's a great man. We're going to vote for Trump in 2020. I'm from Hayward, California. Moved to Texas in 92. Didn't look back. She's writing a letter to you here. She says, God bless you and your family. And she graduated from Castro Valley High School in 1968 and a Vietnam veteran. Always standing up for the USA. Thank you, Ziggy, for your service.
Well, thank you, Rick. And I think Ziggy is Rick. We sure appreciate everybody, commenting on my visit with Levin. I mean, he's a paragon of virtue, political virtue here in this country. He's got a great, great voice, speaks for a lot of people. And it's great to be a part of all that.
Therese and Larry said, whole lot of respect and admiration for you. If you ever run for office, you have our support. You were asked that today at the Women's Club, for God's
sake. I was. Yeah.
Are you going to run?
No. There's no way I would be able to do it.
Robert says, do you still keep in touch with the cast from Hunter?
Not really, no. Everybody's scattered and gone their own way.
Yeah, Ralph says, would you ever run for office? I guess you answered that one. Gail says, what is it that you still want to challenge yourself to do? What do you want to conquer? Anything out there?
Well, I mean, every day is a battle. You fight the good fight, as they say, and you see what comes up. I'm putting a lot of time and energy into CRN-TV and to my partner here, Mike Horn and Jennifer Horn, and we're going to build ourselves a nice little store over here.
We love you. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back. Your final segment in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, a few more emails if we can get to them. Norma says, hey, Fred, I have a DVD of the entire Super Bowl 14. Any memories you care to share about that one?
Yeah, we played a great game.
You did.
The Rams did. And we were, it was 17-14 or something like that going into the fourth quarter. We had a shot to win it, and we didn't.
Judy saw you. She says, saw you on Mark Levin's show. None of us would be able to protest at work like Colin Kaepernick. We would be fired. Great show. You talked about Colin Kaepernick, didn't you?
I did, and I got a lot of positive feedback from it.
You mentioned that you would have done it differently for those of you who didn't see the show, and that is if you were the owner of the 49ers, you would have said, hey, Colin, not on the game time here. We'll do it afterwards in the press room. Call a special press conference and find out what you're upset about, right?
That's right. And I think that they didn't do Colin Kaepernick justice in taking care of him. You know, he's a naive kid, threw a tantrum, and now you've got to get him back on track.
And why do you do that? Because you played the game, and you said the quarterback's the leader. You got to make sure that the quarterback retains their leadership qualities here.
You've got to help. You got to develop. That's what the responsibility of ownership is. You develop leaders for your franchise.
All right, Frank says, saw you on Mark Levin last night. Thought of all his guests, you rate right at the top of the guests he's ever had. He says, very good. My wife and I were talking just that day about finding out all about the 535 members of Congress and the money money that started to go. You want to put the congressional members on baseball cards, don't you? On football.
I want to put them in the same form that Rudy Giuliani put the five families of crime in New York City. I want everybody to know that the same format works for Congress.
That's a great idea. Hey, check it out, Life, Liberty, and Levin. All right, some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, end of our show here. Anything that we've left out?
Well, it's our duty to shake the tree, and we do that every week, and it's exciting. We love having you listen in, and love your viewers on our podcast. So keep watching and keep listening.
Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get our app. You can take our show with you wherever you go. Just dial #250 on your smartphone, and when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. #250, say CRN Talk, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.